VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A major fire has broken out at the famed Notre Dame Cathedral in central Paris, causing huge damage to the 12th century building. Media footage showed the cathedral continuing to burn as night fell Monday, with flames leaping uncontrollably from the roof after the spire collapsed. French media report that fire officials say the fire could be potentially linked to renovation work at the building. The medieval Catholic cathedral is one of the most visited historical monuments in Europe. The redacted version of the special counsel's Russia investigation report will be available to Congress and the public this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Justice Department says it will release the report Thursday after officials finish stripping it of grand jury and other sensitive information. Attorney General William Barr has already told Congress the probe did not find that Trump associates conspired with Russia during the election, but the special counsel did not reach a definitive conclusion on whether President Trump's actions amounted to obstruction of justice. Barr says he doesn't believe there's enough evidence to prove he did. The president's again seized on that today in attacking the probe.
However, that doesn't mean that the rest of us aren't going to have a different opinion.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says it'll depend on just how much information remains unredacted and available to the public. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sudanese protest organizers say the military tried to break up their days-long sit-in outside army headquarters in Khartoum, but eventually backed off. Prosecutors say the military tried to disperse the sit-in but were blocked Monday by demonstrators joining hands and forming rings to prevent the soldiers from advancing. The Sudanese Professionals Organization is the main group leading the protest movement. They're calling for more people to join the sit-in. This is VOA News. The operator of Japan's food